looked into their misery. David did quite a big job, and all the singers of Israelites when they gathered music. During the time of trouble, the children of Israel in Babylon, and they went through a lot of scorning, being laughed, where are your God? I think this is what is happening now. And people are divided. The non-churchgoers, non-Christians, are asking, where are you Christians? Where are your God? Why is not healing? Why is not removing this sickness? And sometimes they forget that you say to happen, it will happen no matter Christians are there. If it's chastisement, if it's a punishment, if it's a rebuke, if it's a correction, no Christian man and woman can stop. Only God, when he hears the cry, he'll remove. So when the children of Israel were in Babylon, they were scorned, they were laughed, put into shame because of their God. In 137 Psalms, you hear them say, by the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept, and we remembered Zion. They were in Babylon. They sat on the rivers, and even during the bath, they could forget even bathing, sitting there, weeping, thinking of Zion. This is what is happening. We sit and think other people, they have lost their job, they have lost their little business, they've lost everything. They sit and think and weep. Some of them, they know that even if the 21 days is over in Zimbabwe, it's like even America and every place, and the most millions of people lost jobs, and airplanes are grounded, and every business, the trains, you talk, hotel, everything, the tourism business, industrial, you talk about Disney World, those who do movies, football teams, and everywhere, every entertainment had stopped. So people are weeping, are remembering footballers, even those who are athletic, they've lost their business. They've lost tomorrow. The dream, everybody was planning, tomorrow is shattered. So our brother, they sat down and weeping. And they said, verse number 2, they're on the polars, on the populars, we hang our harps. They to hang their music, their instruments. For they are our captors, asking us to sing a song. Our tormentors demanded the song of joy from us. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. This is what is happening. People are scorning each other, putting shame to each other. Where is your God? Why you do this? Where's God if you are, the Christians are going through a suffering because they talk about God all the time. Those they call about the name of God. So there's a scorning everywhere. There's a embarrassing to one another. Doctors have been asked, where's your wisdom? Medication has been asked, where's your strength? And there's a chaos all over the world. And men of wisdom, of intelligence, men of ideas, they are sitting, gathering meetings every day and night, presidents and ministers, and they are not sleeping, including the poor men. Verse number 4, how can we sing the song of the Lord while we are in a foreign land? This is what we are going through. How can we have joy? How can we celebrate? Yet we have lost all everything that we think we have. I forgot you, O Jerusalem. They started remembering a song. I forgot you, Jerusalem. This is what we are doing. Dreaming outside, dreaming to walk. May my right hand forget its skills. May my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I do not remember you, Zion, or Jerusalem, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy, remember, O Lord, what the Edomites had did on the days of Jerusalem to fail. They were now putting their enemies to God. We need to put our enemy. Remember, God, how is coronavirus devastated our land, devastated our joy, children out of school, everybody out of work. We are seated, Lord, without planning to sit. This is not a vacation to everyone. Teared down, they cry. Teared down its foundation. Oh, daughters of Babylon, dooming to destruction, harp is the who repays you for for what you have done to us. He who sees your infants and dashed them against the rocks, because their children were taken and thrown and on the rocks, and death were scattered everywhere. That's what we are facing. We are facing situation. Death is everywhere. Records of death, records of sickness, records of this pandemic growing. So we say, God, remove this shame. God, if a pandemic, if coronavirus was a human being, you can say he or she is cruel. If coronavirus was a weapon holded or a bomb or a nuclear bomb, we can say this nuclear bomb is brought a disaster. So it's the same thing that we feel. We need to cry to the Lord.